Did you know George Kittle would be an all-pro tight end, Baldy, when he started breaking his film down? Let's bring in a people's tight end, a two-time all-pro, five-time pro bowler, coming off a 1,000-yard season, number 85 for your San Francisco 49ers, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? George Kittle, what's happening? Welcome to the Morning Roast, man, your debut. We got Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bonte Hill. We got Brian Baldinger. What you know about Brian Baldinger, George?
Holy cow, what an intro. You went from a whole presentation right into an ad. Like, that is seamless. That was incredible.
Hey, George, that's what we call pros, right? That's a professional from
Jesus. George has been watching Warrior pre and post.
No, I don't think, George. You watch Warrior games, George?
Do I watch Warrior games? Yeah, every once in a while. I always like to watch Steph Curry.
Yeah, I always know you come to Chase Center. You're always sitting courtside. You have those fancy seats. But if you're watching Tube, it's like Chris Mullen, there's Festus Ezeli, then there's this out-of-shape guy trying to wear a suit named Bonte Hill. But, you know, I still love the Niners, too, though, George.
No, I've seen you guys up there before. You guys do a hell of a job.
I appreciate that. And you do a hell of a job on the football field. What about Baldy? We got Baldy here all 4 hours. He loves hanging out with us. Right now, I don't know why. I have no idea why. But what do you think when you see a Baldy breakdown? Do you get jealous when he doesn't break down your film first?
Ha! Oh, I love Baldy. What I love about Baldy is that he loves ball. And you can tell by the way he talks about guys, the way he breaks down their tape, the way they interact with guys at every single practice, how he talks to offensive linemen, and how he lets defensive linemen know that they'll always try and aspire to be offensive linemen, but they're just not good enough.
George, I told
and these, so I appreciate Baldy.
George, I told these guys when they sat down today, they're like, oh, who do you love to break down? I'm like, so I'm just like, I didn't know you were coming on the show, George. I just said, hey, Kittle blocking is worth, like, I think Kittle loves a great block more than a great touchdown. Like, that's what it looks like to me. And when you can get a 2-for-1 out there, like it's a Macy Day sale or something like that, George, like, I'm getting excited in the film room. Like, I'm screaming at the screen watching you, like, just the joy that you have of putting somebody down their back, George. And there goes, you know, McCaffrey off your butt there. You're working with, you know, in unison with Juice or with Trent. Like, it's just fun to watch, George.
Oh, I really appreciate that, Baldy. It's fun to be a part of an offense that takes the run game so seriously. And when you can run all the fun outside zone stuff, we have all the motion stuff. But at the end of the day, when Coach Shanahan is still comfortable enough to call God's play 16 power and just run gap scheme down someone's throat,
Yep. There's
just something about being a part of an offense that just takes pride in that. And when I could be the tip of the spear sometimes with that, it just makes me want to put my best stuff on tape every single week. And that's why we practice the way that we practice and we go the way we go.
Well, I know Kyle, like he hammers it hard. He learned from some of the best that did it. But the thing about it, though, George, is you tell us, is when you are running 15 power down somebody's throat, right? And you can feel that you're breaking the sword. You're breaking the opponent's will. They're bitching at each other on the field about not being in the gap or whatever. Like, there's a joy that only a player that's involved. You fans can't feel that. The commentators can't feel it, but you feel that, George. When you're breaking the sword, you know you got that game won.
Oh, yeah. No, if you have like a 75-play drive and 6 of the 7 plays are run plays, there's nothing that is more demoralizing to a defense because there's just nothing that they can do about it. When you find your groove, when, hey, the deuces and the trays and everything is just flowing together perfectly and there's nothing they can do, and then, hey, they try to blitz you just because they're trying to stop it and you catch them in the blitz and McCaffrey pops around the outside for another 40, there's just nothing like that because, you know, everyone gets lucky sometimes the pass play, a DB falls down, you have the perfect concept, but when you just go hip to hip and you blade drill a defense lineman up to a linebacker and you roll him out, it's hard to beat that feeling.
George, did you end up watching any of the receiver doc?
Did I watch any of it?
Yeah, a
couple episodes. I know there are a couple people in there I was interested in watching.
Yeah, because I thought that you and your family it came off so endearing to so many people. It was so relatable, like seeing how hard your wife is fighting for you guys and just the, you know, the love that she has for you. And then the letters that your dad wrote, I just thought that was really special. And that the fact that you opened that up, I thought it was really cool and to put that out there and then seeing all you guys kind of praying and huddling together before the Eagle game. I mean, that got Niner fans so fired up.
I appreciate that. You know, I've just tried to show everybody that I am really a normal guy with a very supportive and loving family. And I just want people to know that, like, I'm very down to earth. My wife's, she's an absolute badass. She keeps me very grounded and my parents love the hell out of me. So it's just, I want to show that off to people because it is a normal thing. Like, you should, that's how you should treat your family members and those around you. And, like, when you have a support staff like that, when you have people around you that just love you that way, it allows you to go out and be your best self every single day. So just want to normalize that and let people know that, hey, at the end of the day, like while we're football players, our faces are everywhere, there's ads and stuff like that. I'm just a normal dude that just plays a football, plays a kid's game, and my family's there to support me.
Yeah, and I thought the family came off great. Your wife came off like a superstar, super supportive. When she had all the shoes hanging down from the kitchen, I thought that was super cool for your birthday. And then Bosa making an appearance. Does Bosa not hang out with the boys? Why was that such a big deal?
Oh, just getting Bosa out of the house. Like, he's always down. He'll play some pool. You can go to his place. He's very great at the stadium. But when he's at his house, yeah, he's hibernating. That's just what he likes to do. He likes to do his stuff. That's Bosa for it. And so I was very surprised to see that my wife got out of the house.
George Kittle here on the River Islands guest line on the morning roast. Shasky, Bonte, and Baldy in studio here all morning long. Since Shasky brought up shoes, I was a little jealous I wasn't at that presser last week when you were talking about Matt Maiocco and Cam Emmett and Greco. Of course, their shoe game is lackluster, George. I wanted to get down there on my Jordan 5s, my Jordan 4s. So what is your favorite shoe right now? Since you got all the shoes at the party and whatnot, what is the shoe George Kittle has to, if you had one date night with your wife and you're going out there, you're like, boy, I got one choice here. What's the shoes you're wearing out there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great question. And I like to, you know, I like to wear some loud shoes a lot. I think my favorite pair is the Chunky Dunks.
Ooh.
Just like with the cow print. I'm the Ben and Jerry edition. Like, I'm a huge fan of those. I absolutely love those. My holy grail is the Red October Yeezys.
Ooh.
Which I was able to get a pair of those from my local Fix Kicks out here in San Jose. They hooked it up. So I was able to find some of those. Besides that, like, I'm a huge Jordan 1 guy, whether highs or lows.
Mm-hmm.
Those, they're just wrong with them. I actually, like, they're comfy, too. You break them in a little bit. They're so comfy. And then I got all the, like, I'm a big Spider-Man guy. So I got, like, the Origins. I got whatever the Dot ones are called. But I'm a big fan of that as well. So, I'm a Jordan 1 dunk guy.
I love the Jordan 1 dunks. I got those. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to. I love the Jordans. It's a tough choice every single day. But Baldy, what do you think Baldy walks around in? See, I got Baldy as a Croc guy or just sandals, out. What do you think Baldy's rocking on a day-to-day basis, George? Ooh. If you had to guess.
I got no shoe game, George. I got no shoe game.
I know.
I do my best work barefoot, George. Like, I live on a beach.
I know you do. I know.
I'm in flip-flops. If I'm barefoot, George, like, I know I'm happy. Like, I'm in a good spot if I'm barefoot.
I would definitely say, you know, at the most, he's going to get into some Birkenstocks.
No.
But
my girlfriend would kick me out of the house if I ever had those on, George.
Oh, by Baldy, you got to get into those, man. I'd say like half the Niners were Birkenstocks. They're just the most convenient, comfortable shoes.
George, I got the Reefs. I got the beer flip. You know, I could just flip them over. I could pop that beer top with them. Like, the Reefs, they just do me fine.
You know what? If your sandals have a beer opener on the bottom, yeah. That's what you want. That's what you call a twofer, Baldy.
That's a twofer, George. You got it.
I love that.
Hey, George, I'm going to ask you a football question here, if you don't mind, because
love football.
I just broke down your right guard yesterday, Dominic Pooney. And when I watched the
Pooney?
Guy, George, this kid, he doesn't look like a rookie to me. He looks like he's been playing in this league. Like, he's gotten a lot of reps in preseason. Like, I know he's got power, and he's huge. Like, I think he's an unbelievable addition and upgrade on the offensive line right now.
I think Pooney has done everything that you could have wanted him to do and more as a rookie. You know, like, anyone that comes in as a rookie, it's hard to succeed right away, especially when you're just thrust onto the starting role because a couple guys have gotten hurt in front of you. But, like, that's just it. What the great thing about that is when your name is called, your number is called, and there's an opportunity, like, what are you going to do? And all he's done is take advantage of it. You saw him. He played really well against the Titans, and he comes out and plays really well last week against the Saints, and you see him in practice, and he's very consistent all the time.
Yep.
He goes the right direction every single time. He understands the calls, and I think really probably the only bad thing about Pooney's right now is that he likes to call out all the deuce and the bees, and so then the D-line knows exactly what he's doing every single time. So, but he'll figure that out as a way to, like, you know, you don't need to communicate that. So, like, if that's the worst thing that it's going for you, you're doing a hell of a job.
We've been playing a lot of Baldy's music this morning. He's a big Boss guy. You know, he loves Springsteen and Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, a variety of people out there. Who's on your playlist right now? Like, what's the song? Like, for example, I play Fast Car because Luke Combs, it's just knocking. I know it's an older one. It's been around for a minute. But for whatever reason, I just, it's on repeat. It's on repeat. What's the song right now for you that's on repeat?
That's on repeat? So I'm a big Jelly Roll guy. I actually love Jelly Roll because he's a Nashville guy.
Yeah.
So Jelly's one of my top guys. And besides that, I would say Kid Quill's up there for me. He's kind of like a Mac Miller vibe, which I really appreciate. And that's just great music. And then I'm a big Wolf Mother guy. Give me some Joker and the Thief. And also, I'll listen to Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, at any point during the year. That's the best Christmas song ever.
You said Jelly Rolls, and I'm confused here. I thought you was talking about my body here, George. Like, Jelly Rolls on the side and everything. Like, Jelly Rolls, okay.
He's very popular right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got a hold of my game, George. I got a hold of my game.
We're in our 40s.
Hip-hop and R&B all the time, man. I mean, I need some help here.
Oh, dude, we got to listen to Jelly Roll, my guy. He has a new album coming out. He just did a song, MGK. He's all over. He was also on Post Malone's new album.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you another football question in your game, because you've done everything.
Please.
You block as Baldy broke down. You catch the pass. You catch passes. You had a hell of a season last year. And you go in these streaks where, you know, you may be quiet for a couple games in the pass game, and then next thing you know, there's 9 for 181. There's 7 for 100. There's, you know, 5 for 150. Where do you think you need to improve your game at this stage of your career? Because you've done basically everything on the football field.
Oh, I mean, I'm trying to get better every single day. I mean, I was just watching the tape yesterday, and I have a bad inside hand on my outside zone. And so it's just constantly critiquing yourself and constantly trying to get better at one thing at a time. And one thing I always try to talk to, you know, my tight ends, or, you know, before we break down, before we go out like to team reps, is, hey, pick one thing and get better at today, whether it's your first step, whether it's your second step, whether it's your aiming point, your horizontal leverage, your vertical leverage, whatever it is, pick one thing. Whether it's you want to attack the ball better in your routes, that's one thing I always do better at. You know, I'm definitely, I think I'm like top two body catchers in the NFL, and I got to get better at catching my hands more consistently, which is totally fine, and I do a good job of that, but it is what it is, and it's just something that I focus on trying to do a little bit better of every single day.
George, you're the son of a coach, so I feel like, you know, at a certain point in your career, you just have this, not just for you, because of your dad, you have a coach inside your head. So you're coaching yourself, you know, your inside hand isn't where it needs to be on this, zone run play right here. Like, do you even have to go watch the film, George, sometimes? Or can you already know if the mistake that you made, and you're coaching yourself going, I got it, I know exactly how to fix this?
I've gotten to the point where I've, you know, it's like 10,000 reps. I was fortunate enough to take 10,000 reps of inside zone and outside zone at the University of Iowa. Yeah. And I've gotten to do the same thing while being a 49er. And so, yeah, like, there's certain plays, like, if it doesn't work, I'm like, okay, I know that my inside hand was bad. Now, all I need to do is, when I get to the tape, like, I'll see, how was my footwork? Was my first step bad? All right, I stepped underneath myself. My second step, had to make up for it. Yeah, but most of the time, I can coach myself. And then it's, when you get to the film, it's, was it as bad as I thought it was? Or is it not as bad as I thought it was, and I can just tweak one thing here?
Yeah. You're going up against the defense every single day in training camp right now. You've had a very similar defense for 6 years. I'm seeing some wrinkles in terms of, like, three down linemen with their hands in the dirt and some guys standing up. Are you seeing some different stuff from that side of the ball every single day as opposed to the last 5 years?
A little bit here and there. You know, it's kind of fun. Nick Bosa is still Nick Bosa, so, you know, that's its own problem in itself, so that's difficult to go against every single day, but that's a great problem to have. What's really fun for me is getting to go up against Leonard Floyd, because, you know, you'll see him. He's in the three-point. He's in the two-point. He was an outside linebacker for the Rams and Bills, and now, you know, has his hand in the dirt, but he kind of bounced between. And getting to go against someone like that, who I headbutted twice a year for, like, 5 years, it's kind of fun to have him on my team and just kind of talk shop with him, so... There are some differences and little nuances, and you know, it's going to get called a little bit differently this year, but I'm looking forward to it, because I think Coach Sorensen's going to have a great team, and he's been a part of the defense too, so he kind of knows what people are good at. I think it's just going to continually put people in the right position to succeed.
Yeah, excited about this defense, excited about the secondary, but I got a Brandon Ayuk question for you, not the one you think. Brandon Ayuk and Fred Warner have been known to get into it in training camp. A lot of trash talking. Now, Brandon Ayuk's doing what he's doing with the contract negotiations, and hopefully that sorts itself out, and we'll see in week one against the Jets. But who is Fred Warner talking to trash to now? Because it felt like he looked at number 11 and was like, all right, I'm going to pick on him. I'm going to just start talking trash to this receiver. Who's Fred talking to this training camp? Who's he talking trash to on the offense?
You know what? It's been a little bit different for Fred just because, you know, his guy Dre Greenlaw's not out there right now, and, you know, those two bounce a lot of energy off of each other. And so people he's talking trash to, I would say it'd be either the running backs or occasionally me or Purdy. I'd say he wants someone to talk trash to him, and I usually just give him the silent treatment because it frustrates him. And that's kind of one of my favorite things to do is to frustrate Fred Warner.
I wouldn't want to do that, Baldy.
George, I don't have a shoe game like you do, but I do love your Zenny glasses. Like, I want a contract with Zenny, George. Like, those are some that's a badass look. In fact, I'm going to do Baldy's walk this year in Zenny glasses if they'll sign me on. Tell me what you see, George, and why it's such a great marriage with you and Zenny.
Oh, Baldy, thanks for asking, man. I love working with Zenny. I've been with him for like. Gosh, you guys, your segues are fantastic.
You got to come on more often.
I know, guys. You got to talk to the Niners, man. They're just holding me back, I guess. That's what it is. They just won't let me. But I'm a huge fan of Zenny. They've been fantastic partners with the Niners. I've been with them since 2019. And what I love about them is, like, they just let me sit down, and me and my wife can control what the sunglasses look like. They had to pick and choose.
Yeah.
They kind of let us do it, whatever we want to do. And so then, you got to see my personality out there. You see her personality out there. And then they just work with us on bringing those dreams and aspirations to life. So it's been really fun to work with them like that. But also, I really appreciate, like, they're very affordable sunglasses. Like, you're not looking at spending, like, a couple hundred dollars on one pair of shades. Like, sunglasses are meant to be worn, broken, and bought again. And so I appreciate the fact that these are all affordable stuff that also look really good while you're wearing them.
George, I'm watching that wide receiver doc and seeing just the injuries that you and Debo were going through that we didn't really, I mean, we kind of knew, but we have no idea. I mean, we just have no idea what you guys do to get yourself ready for Sunday. And then seeing you during the Super Bowl have to go out to the locker room and then you come out. I mean, you couldn't even lift your arm and whatnot. It's just a gladiator performance. Now you got to go back to Allegiant Stadium, which you guys, I mean, that's got to be tough, right? Going back to the spot where we just lost the Super Bowl.
I don't really think so. It's a new season. I mean, I'm pretty good at flushing stuff and moving on. Like, if you let things linger and control, like, your thought process and stuff, I mean, it's just going to slow you down for the next upcoming season. There's nothing I can do to change what happened. Would have preferred to win. We didn't. But if I just let that continue to linger, it's just going to affect my overall performance and attitude for this upcoming season. And the great thing about football is it just keeps coming every single year. It's just there right again. It's ready to. You're either going to take advantage of the opportunity that's in front of you, or you're going to let it like just hit you in the face. So I think we're really excited to go back there. And, you know, you might have an emotion or two when you walk into the stadium, for sure. Like, I'm not going to try to suppress that by any means, but I'm pretty good. I like where my team's at. The guys are feeling good, and I'm just excited to go play football because I actually get to, you know, lace up the cleats for a preseason game.
George, I don't think anything irritates me more in this world right now than people that question your quarterback. Like, I don't get any of it. George, none of it, okay? And I think I've probably broken down every performance of his. Tell us what you see every day in practice, George, that nobody else gets to see that makes this kid so special.
You know, I can give you, like, the, you know, like, the corporate answer. Yeah, you know, he shows up to work every day, he's assistant, all that stuff. But, like, what you guys don't get to see is – one thing I've always talked about that, like, I think is what elevates, like, just something that elevates quarterbacks or different quarterbacks is when you step in the huddle and, like, your voice and your presence gets the attention of all 10 other guys in the huddle. Because, like, I've been in a lot of huddles my entire career. And, like, while I love all the quarterbacks that I've played with, some of them are just, like, they've got it, whatever that is. And he steps in the huddle and all 10 eyes are on him. Everybody's looking at him. And, like, just his confidence that he speaks these plays with, how his understanding of the offense, like, he gets it all, like, just in those 5 to 10 seconds that you're in this huddle. And just, like, I don't know if it's inspiring, but I think it's more of a – his confidence makes everybody else in the huddle more confident in themselves. And when you're in a huddle with Trent Williams and Debo Samuel and you're making them more confident than they already are, holy cow, that's wow. Like that is something that – is very, very good for the 49ers. And so that's one of the things, just like him in a huddle's fantastic. He's an incredibly hard critic on himself. Like, he'll have a pass, he'll come at, like, if he didn't like it, hey, what are you thinking on that? Like, I didn't like your angle out of this. Or, hey, that was a shit ball. I'm really sorry about that. Like, I'm going to put that on you. Or, hey, we need to figure out, you know, there's a, hey, you're going to sit in the zone. Let's figure that out. So the next time we have that opportunity, we'll be 100% on it. And he's just so efficient with that, and I just really appreciate that about him.
And you know what, George? You're an official roaster because you dropped an S-bomb, and there's not a week that goes by this show. I don't know any other radio show where people just feel so comfortable and so loose. I swear to God, it's amazing here. Real quick on Shanahan. What do we not know? Because I find Shanahan.
Are you guys giving him stuff on the hair?
I'm not too caught up in the hair. Let Shanahan do Shanahan. I'm glad he got rid of the mustache, though. I'm not going to lie about that. But
I love the mustache.
Are you guys ripping him on the hair?
Oh, I love his hair as well.
Well, George, I got to ask you. He's like unintentionally funny to me. At the pressers, the way he dresses, the way he rocks the Yeezys, the way he loves the Carter. What is it that you love about Shanahan? Not the corporate answer, but what is it that we don't know about him, the head coach? Because a lot of people see him. He's all serious. He's in his play sheet on game day. What is it that we don't know about Shanahan?
Let's see. I thoroughly enjoy hanging out in Cabo with Coach Shanahan. He's a hell of a time. he likes to have a good time.
Yeah,
you know, he's a solid golfer. I enjoy doing that.
Really?
But that's one thing I really enjoy about Kyle.
Is he picking up the bill?
One of the best things.
Is he picking up the bill? Again? Is he picking up the bill in Cabo?
Oh, always. Oh,
that's good.
Who's the biggest cheater at golf on the team?
He's a nice guy. But for one more thing on Shanahan is, like, one of the best things about him is he is so brutally honest all the time. Like, he doesn't want there to ever be a question where you're like, if you want to know what your understanding is and where you are in his mind and with the team, if you go into his office, he will tell you brutally honestly with, like, no holds barred. Like, he'll just tell you exactly what's on his mind and what he's thinking. And I think he's done a really good job about understanding that, like, if you fabricate stuff to football players, we pick up on BS pretty quickly. And you have to be honest all the time. And so I think that's, like, one of the reasons Kyle's so successful is, like, since day one and, like, when I first started talking to him in his office was, and, like, other guys that talked to him is, like, he's done a really good job of just being honest all the time. And I think that's very helpful. And, you know, maybe sometimes he says, like, he tells me more than he probably should, but there are some things I don't want to know because I'm just, you know, I just work here. But I appreciate the honesty because I think that's really healthy in the football team. Now, what'd you ask me about golf?
Well, like, who's the best golfer on the team and who's the one most likely to cheat? We all know somebody in the crew who's most likely to cheat. They hit a ball in the bush and they're like, oh, I found it. It's like, you didn't find that ball.
Oh, wow. That's that question. That starts some angry friendship. I'm going to get yelled at. But I think Jake Moody is our best golfer. I golfed with him multiple times over the spring season. Yeah, he is. Man, he just casually shoots like 76. Yeah, I know. You know, it's those specialists, man. Like, hey, what did you guys do for camp today?
They're never getting treatment, George. They always have free time.
Yeah, it's just like, what did you guys do today? I went and golfed 18 while you guys were at practice. Must be nice. Jeez, Lou. Let's see. I would say Jake is probably one of the best ones. You know, I'm trying to think. Trent Williams. You know, you get him out on the course. You know, we got him starting to play like 2 years ago. And, you know, he is he likes to win at golf. I will say that. He likes to win at golf. He likes to win it at whatever he tries to do. So you never know with Trent. He could either hit one perfectly straight or he might take three mulligans, and if you don't call him out on it, he might just call it as, you know, what it is.
That doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
Nobody's questioning
it. Hey, George, man, this was a lot of fun. I know we kept you on for a little longer than we were supposed to, man, but we appreciate the time with you, man. We love watching you play, run block, catching touchdown passes. Good luck on the season. You guys have given us so much joy over the last 7-8 years, so expect the same thing this year, man, when it starts up Monday Night Football against the New York Jets September the 9th.
Woohoo! It's going to be a great time. Thanks for having me on. Nice talking to you, Baldy.
All right, George, I'll see you. I'll see you for that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.